Welcome to Business as Unusual. Business as Unusual is a podcast for marketing agencies and businesses that want to go beyond the ordinary and become extraordinary. My name is Kelly Mirabella, and I am your hostess with the mostest. I am a business and digital marketing strategist with over 14 years of marketing industry experience. On this podcast, you will learn how to create an extraordinary business through marketing, sales, and foundational strategies. You will also hear ways you can work with your clients to create win-win solutions. So whether you are just starting out or you're looking to take your business to the next level, this podcast is for you. Let me tell you a little ditty about what's in this episode. We're going to discuss procrastination and how to overcome it. And before you're all like, it's just like another episode of procrastination. Let me tell you something, friend. This episode right here has been the bane of my existence this week. I did try to procrastinate getting this podcast out because everything was against me. I wanted to delay it. I wanted to not record it. And I'm going to tell you, I even recorded it. Yes, the whole thing. And my mic was muted. It took a while to get it done. But here we are. I'm still here. And I have made the commitment to you to not procrastinate today, but to get you this episode, because that's how important it is to discuss how you can overcome procrastination. Because procrastination could be a major roadblock to your success. But with the tips that I'm going to talk to you about today, you can overcome it and you can get shit done. But first, a word from my sponsor. There are a number of reasons why people procrastinate, but you know, some of the most common ones include fear of failure, fear of success, perfectionism, that's the one I'm dealing with right now, and complete overwhelm, also one that I'm dealing with myself. So people may also procrastinate because they don't enjoy the task that they're doing or they don't know how to do it. But I'm going to tell you, the biggest problem with procrastination is that it can lead to stress and anxiety. You hear? These things can interfere with your work and your personal life. It can also cause you to lose focus, miss deadlines, make mistakes, miss opportunities, or just keep putting things off and never getting where you are destined to be. So how do you overcome procrastination and get things done? Well, let's dive in, because today I am sharing six strategies for overcoming procrastination, starting with number one, set realistic goals and deadlines. Don't try to do too much at once and break down those big tasks into the smaller steps. That's what's going to help. Breaking down larger projects into more manageable tasks and steps and smaller mini projects within that can help you feel way less overwhelmed and more motivated to get started. It is often the overwhelm that triggers our procrastination. And if we can see that a large task is more manageable by creating steps in the creation or development process, we will have far less anxiety about that task ahead, and we will actually take efforts to get each step done. And then abracadabra, here it is. The big task has been completed because you have completed every one of those little steps as you have broken it down. All right, let's talk about number two. Make a plan and stick to it. Have a specific time each day or each week or even each month, depending on the task at hand, where you will work on that project. And don't let yourself get sidetracked. If you have a specific plan, it will be so much easier to resist the temptation to procrastinate. Put the plan down on paper and use your calendar. If you're using your calendar and blocking off time to work on each task, it's going to be so much easier to actually get it done. It is easy to procrastinate when we do not prioritize the time it will take to get the task completed. But if it's on our calendar and we've blocked off that time, we're less likely to schedule anything else during that time. And it is dedicated space in our day, our week, or our month where we can really focus at the task at hand and get it done. Okay, for tip number three, we're going to talk about mindset and visualization. You need to set a positive mindset for the task ahead, and I want you to visualize, what does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like when you have completed the task or the project? What will completing this task do for you? Like, literally close your eyes and imagine you're in that space of, I have completed this task. Here is what I hear. Here is what I feel. Here is what I see. Here's what it's doing for me to have this done. Mindset is certainly not the only element of success. I'm not trying to say if you visualize it, it will come, but it is incredibly powerful and it is a piece of the puzzle to help you stay motivated and keep your mind right. For example, when I was putting together this crazy podcast episode, I was dragging my feet with the prep. And I already told you, I recorded the whole dang thing with a muted microphone. So trust me, I know all about dragging your feet and procrastinating and all the things that could come into your mind. But when I thought about how I would feel when I was done, what this would do for me, what my podcast means to me, and how it can help my business and help all of you listeners with, maybe you're suffering from dealing with procrastination, I knew I had to accomplish this. Plus, once I had accomplished this task, once the podcast is done and shared, then I can go enjoy free time, which is one of my top values. Free time and time with my family is my top values. So instead of sitting around agonizing, stressing, oh, will I get it out? Or oh, I don't really want to do this. I just let it all go and I got it done. And I'm going to tell you, it's really important for me to do it today, especially. And I visualized this and I really thought through this. I want to get this done so I can focus on my daughter, because my daughter is not feeling well right now. And I want to make sure that I can get everything off my plate, not have my mind somewhere else, and just take care of her. So thinking of what benefits are on the other side of your task and keeping positive mindset and visualization can absolutely help you stay on track. Now, we've covered the first three tips. I'm going to take a quick sip of coffee. It's going to feel like just a second for you, but for me, I need to take a short break and we'll be right back. Now, here's the thing. The first time I recorded this episode, this next part was unplanned. I'm going to be honest with you. This time I thought it was so cool that it worked out that way. I'm going to do it again. But I want to talk to you about number four, which is to take breaks. And the reason I say it was unplanned is I literally just took a small break. And I don't know. It would make more sense in the first episode that I recorded that was on a muted mic. But anyways, I digress. So number four is take short breaks and reward yourself for completing a task. I'll give you an example. When I procrastinate working out, I set a goal for myself. I'm like, okay, if you work out every day this month, or, you know, I don't think it's wise to work out every day, but if you're active every day this month and you complete your weekly workout goals, I'm gonna go buy myself a new outfit, a new workout outfit, or a new pair of tennis shoes that I've been wanting. Something that, you know, is like a reward that also helps me stay on task. So it's important to take those regular breaks and to reward yourself, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed. So in terms of rewarding yourself, it doesn't have to be big. Maybe you buy yourself a treat. Maybe you take a nice little break. Whatever it is, find a small reward to get you motivated if that works for you. In terms of taking breaks, I mean, this is so important. You need to get up. You need to walk around. Take those, you know, breaths. Stretch, stand up and move your arms around. Don't wait until you're feeling overwhelmed or burnt out to take those breaks either. If I'm ever feeling unmotivated or uninspired, I like to participate in some kind of unrelated creative task. You know, it could be a craft, it could be art, maybe I like to read. I really personally like to listen to podcasts, and that really helps me to think in new ways and come up with new ideas. And honestly, the podcast has nothing to do with the topic at hand of my task, but it just has my brain working on different things. So I can kind of take a break from focusing too much on one thing. Or you could simply take a walk. Breaks help us to re-energize and come back to a task with fresh eyes and fresh ideas. And rewards help keep us motivated if we are a reward-driven type of person. So keep those things in mind when you're struggling with procrastination. All right, so let's talk about number five, find an accountability partner to help you stay on track. Having someone or someones, if you're going to go with a group, help you not only stay accountable, but also bounce ideas off of can be very helpful. You can check in with each other regularly and offer encouragement, brainstorming, and support. Now, I personally have a couple of friends that I do this with, and it has been a game changer in my business, knowing that I have someone who understands where I'm coming from, but can also offer that tough love when needed. Now, this could be a friend, this could be someone that you know professionally, it could be a mentor, it could be a group of people. If you're in a mindset group or if you're in a mastermind, these are all wonderful places for you to take whatever's holding you back, whatever's stumping you, and get it off your chest. Sometimes we just have to, you know, get out of our own heads in order to move forward. So let me ask you, who is your accountability partner? Who are you leaning on when, you know, you need someone to kick you in the butt and say, hey, get back to work, or, you know, maybe give you some new perspective? Think about that. And then finally, I want to talk to you about number six, which is find a way to enjoy the task at hand. If you can find something enjoyable about the task, you are more likely to enjoy it, to actually get it done and want to do it. For example, if you are a writer, try listening to music. Or if you need to exercise more, but you're finding it hard to get that activity done, then try working out with friends or joining a group class or some kind of accountability program. You need to make sure that you find a way to enjoy these things or recognize that maybe this task isn't for you and it's time to delegate. Now, you can't delegate your fitness, I'm afraid. Sorry, y'all. But when it comes to business tasks, you can absolutely hire people who are better suited for those tasks so that that can free you up to do the things you enjoy. Now, I will tell you that your business task and your personal life task can actually help each other out in a way. Let me explain. So I find it very difficult to delegate tasks like creating content or blogging, which is creating content, or anything creative. I just really enjoy doing those things, even if they do take up a lot of my time. I do give my virtual assistant a lot of administrative type stuff, like updating my website with new videos and, you know, tasks that take up a lot of time that I really don't need to be bogged down with, but they still need to happen. So getting someone to help you, like a virtual assistant, for those sort of tasks is going to really free up your time and your mental load. And by the way, if you are looking for a really fantastic virtual assistant, mine is actually open to take on new clients. So feel free to DM me over on Instagram at stellar247, and I'd be happy to share his information. Now, another thing that you can do, I mentioned that, you know, your personal life task and your business task can kind of cross over, is because I find it so hard to delegate these very time-consuming tasks, I found other ways to delegate. I, for instance, hate doing laundry. My husband hates doing laundry. It's just one of those tasks that takes up a lot of time, and we'd rather be doing other things, whether it be working in our business, him with his company, me with my company, whether it be spending time with family or going out and enjoying Texas and our new home, whatever that is, we don't want to be doing laundry instead. So we actually, a couple years ago, started hiring someone else to do our laundry. And even as we moved here to Texas recently, I found someone who comes and picks up my laundry once a week, washes it, hangs it all on hangers, and delivers it back to me the next day. And it has been a game changer. It frees up so much mental load. I'm able to really focus on other things, whether that be in my personal life, like spending time with my family, or it be, you know, working on this podcast. It's just one of those things that I can let go of. So don't be afraid to delegate in other parts of your life so that you can focus at the task at hand. And always remember that if you aren't good at it or you just really hate it, it's okay to let it go and let someone else do the task for you. William Arthur Ward said, "Begin while others are procrastinating. Work while others are wishing." Friends, listeners, procrastination is a habit, and habits can be changed with time and consistency. With these tips, I hope that you have a great place to start. But if you find that you're still struggling with procrastination and it's really impacting your work or personal life, it might be time to seek some professional help. There are a lot of resources out there, including counseling and therapy, if you think that this is a more deep-rooted issue, or you can get a business coach or mindset coach to help kind of get your mind back on track and find out, you know, what's the block. Whatever you use to overcome it, there is a lot of strategies to help you. I hope that you found this episode of the Business as Unusual podcast helpful. If you have questions, feel free to DM me over on Instagram at Stellar247. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, the very best way to give back and say thank you to me is to share or to give me a review. If you do share on, say, your Instagram stories, be sure to tag me at Stellar247 on Instagram, because I would love to see what you think and also give you a shout out right back. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time here on Business as Unusual.